Agnes will be gracious enough maybe to give more than two tickets for the kids festival.
So we're going to give away three prizes, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and to our winners for today, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for participating. And Chisanga, thank you so much for being here.
Great.
Nice meeting you. Agnes, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
And of course, we've been talking all things at the kids festival. Been having a conversation with Chisanga, who is the Operations Hungry Lion, as well as Agnes, who is a Butterfly Marketing Personnel. Keep on listening to Christian Voice. I'm Chipo, wishing you a lovely and blessed day.
No Saka, are you ready?
Oh, we're ready.
I'm ready for the rides that go whoosh and the games that go splat.
And I'm showing up for the TikTok zone, football and food. It's gonna be great.
On October 4th, NASDAQ transforms into a family space of epic fun. Free face painting, free play area, bounce castles, surprise games, live music, and so much more. Tickets are just 150 kwacha for kids, inclusive of free play area, and 100 kwacha for adults, and available now at CompuTicket and Click and Pay online. The fun never stops, and all thanks to our platinum sponsor, Gatbo International. For more information, you can call 0974-455335. See you there.
The Butterfly Experience. Parents and kids will never be the same.
Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
South African court dismisses application by Lungu family. Media and CSOs urged to harness AI for policy development. And Botswana declares national public health emergency. Good afternoon. With the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamono. South Africa's Constitutional Court has dismissed an application by the family of former President Edgar Lungu, who had sought to challenge a High Court ruling ordering the repatriation of his remains to Zambia. Earlier this month, the Lungu family petitioned the Constitutional Court for permission to lodge a direct appeal against a Pretoria High Court ruling that directed the return of Mr. Lungu's remains to Zambia for burial. Former First Lady Esther Lungu, together with other family members, lodged the application on the same day the full bench of the Pretoria High Court was scheduled to hear a request for leave to appeal its ruling, delivered a week earlier. As a result, the proceedings were postponed indefinitely. But a latest ruling, the Apex Court in South Africa, had dismissed the application. The latest ruling means that the matter will return to the High Court for leave of appeal and hearing, which was initially indefinitely adjourned pending determination by the Constitutional Court. Government has clarified that the Electricity Open Access Framework is not intended to dismantle current contractual electricity supply arrangements, but instead aims to create opportunities for new players to participate under a transparent, consistent, and fair regulatory environment. The Electricity Open Access was enacted under the Electricity Act No. 11 of 2019 and the Energy Regulation Act No. 12 of 2019 to open up the country's electricity transmission and distribution networks, ensuring equal access for all stakeholders in the energy sector. In a speech read on his behalf by Assistant Director Electricity and Power Development, during the official opening of the Electricity Open Access Stakeholders Consultative Meeting in Lusaka today, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary Arnold Smwaba said Zambia continues to face electricity supply challenges and that the Open Access Initiative is one of the strategies being introduced to help alleviate the issue. He further said government will implement a monitoring system to oversee the rollout of the framework, ensure continuous improvement, and provide necessary policy backing. Meanwhile, Energy Regulation Board ERB Executive Director Elijah Sichone reiterated that the electricity open access policy is meant to enable eligible participants to make use of available spare transmission and distribution capacity on an equal and non-discriminatory basis. It is crucial to stress that open access does not disrupt existing arrangements. Instead, it introduces room for additional participants guided by fair, transparent and predictable rules, said Mr. Sichone. Operation Young Vote, or YV, Executive Director Gesine Renda has expressed concern over the growing trend of absentee members of parliament who only remember their constituencies when the campaign season returns. His remarks follow a viral video on social media in which church congregants expressed ignorance about knowing their member of parliament in the presence of President Hakainde Hichilema. Mr. Nyerenda says that it is unfortunate that constituencies are subjected to waiting for 5 years to see their representatives. It is our hope and belief that what transpired in Kwacha to the sitting area member has sent lessons to the other 155 constituencies and the national leaders that representation is not a seasonal duty, but that it is a full-time responsibility by both those that offer themselves or those imposed on the people for it, said Mr. Nyerenda in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka today. He highlighted that absentee leadership undermines development, erodes trust, and betrays the very mandate given to a representative by the people who remain rights holders at every point.
Operation Young Vote would like to challenge the citizens and all constituents in the respective 150 constituencies of Zambia to realize that power is in their hands, and as rights holders, they have an obligation without any apology to anyone to hold any such leaders and MPs who are absent accountable. Ask them very hard questions.
Panos Institute Southern Africa Executive Director Vusi Muzisifile has called on media organizations and civil society organizations to embrace artificial intelligence as a powerful tool for shaping public policy and promoting civic engagement. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Saka today, Mr. Sifile emphasized that when used objectively, AI can be instrumental in informing communities, strengthening democratic processes and protecting human rights. AI has the potential to contribute to stronger democracies if used objectively and responsibly, said Mr. Sifile. He underscored the importance of responsible AI use, cautioning media and CSOs against potential misuse, and that without proper management, AI could be used to distort public discourse and divert attention from pressing societal issues.
AI, it is just a tool. It's not a substitute. So there are certain things that we have our colleagues, even if he leaves his camera there, there are certain things the camera will not position itself, it will not press. There are certain things that human judgment will always be required. So even AI, it is a tool. It is not here to replace human beings. Those who are worried that AI may take their jobs, it means there is something that you are not doing right on your job. That if it's, even if it's not AI taking it, it's most likely another person who can come and take it.
In Africa news, Botswana has declared a public health emergency as it faces a shortage of essential medicines and medical equipment. President Duma Boko made the announcement in a televised address on Monday, setting out a multi-million dollar plan to rectify the supply chain involving military oversight. Managing the shortages would be highly price sensitive due to our limited coffers, he told the nation. The economy of Botswana, which has a population of 2.5 million, has been hit by a downturn in the international diamond market as it is one of the world's leading diamond producers. This strain, further fueled by U.S. aid cuts, has seen high levels of unemployment and poverty, according to media reports. Coming up shortly, Gazan students granted approval to study in UK. This and for more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. an HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.